Today, we're flipping our perspective. Literally. The handstand, a timeless skill combining strength, balance, and control, is more than just a party trick. It's a journey of mastery. Let's embark on this upside-down adventure together, exploring the essentials of handstands from their history and anatomy to training tips from gymnastics pros. Ready to stand on your hands? Let's go.
Welcome to Also Ninja Fitness, where we share our love for sports such as Ninja Warrior, parkour, and gymnastics to help you achieve the power, skills, and freedom of movement of the functional fitness athlete you are meant to be.
How long have humans been doing handstands? Picture this, over 2,500 years ago, ancient Chinese acrobats were already mastering the art of the handstand, turning balance and control into a breathtaking spectacular. Fast forward to the 5th century BC and you'll find Greek gymnasts using handstands to boost their agility and strength, making it a staple in their Olympic prep. Fast forward to today and handstands have found a place in every corner of fitness. It's not just for the pros on stage or gymnasts at the Olympics. It's for anyone who steps into a yoga studio or hits a CrossFit workout, aiming to conquer the blend of physical and mental challenges it brings. The handstand connects us to a rich history of pushing the limits of what our bodies can do, proving that the quest for balance and strength is as old as time itself. But why is nailing a handstand considered such a badge of honor? It's not just about strength. There's a whole science and a bit of fear to conquer behind this skill. Again, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And the fact that you want to try to nail this handstand, you're not just like everyone. Let's dive into the anatomy of the handstand and unpack why it's such a challenge, yet rewarding milestone to achieve. If the handstand was easy, everyone would be doing it. So what are you missing? It's a mix of strength, balance, and mind-body connection, and flexibility. For strength, you are asking nearly every single muscle in your body to work. Plus, how often are you on your arms daily? Your arms should be locked out, your core should be kept tight as the glue between your upper and lower body, and your legs squeezed and focused. A lot is going on at once. You also need to be balanced, requiring you to have an understanding of your body and spatial awareness. Legs too far? You fall over. Your arms are not stacked? Hard to hold. Core loose and the dominoes fall. Need a strong mind-body connection to use everything at once properly. Many of us don't get the luxury of spending time upside down or being on our arms a lot. That position can also freak out the mind or having a fear of failing, but there is an easy way to fix it. So you can see, with all that in mind, it's clear that a lot can go wrong and you need to focus on a lot of different things. But that's just part of the learning curve. Instead of getting discouraged, let's get strategic. Identifying common mistakes is the first step to redefining your technique. So next, let's navigate through those pitfalls and keep you on the straight and upright path. Or should I say upside down path? Ever wonder why nailing a handstand feels just out of reach? You don't need to aim for Olympic level perfection here. What we're after is a strong, stable handstand that feels good. One key trick? Spread those fingers wide on the ground. It's like giving yourself a bigger base to balance on. Arms should be strong and straight, acting like sturdy pillars. Keep them straight and imagine covering your ears with your biceps. It helps you maintain a straight line for balance. No saggy banana shapes are allowed here. That curve in your back? It's a sign you need to engage your core and push with your arms. Imagine pulling your belly in and tight and pushing the floor away with your hands. This keeps you from tipping over. And those legs, keep them together and straight, reaching up like you're trying to touch the sky. No need for gymnastics toes, but aiming for that stretch can help you nail everything. Have you made any of these mistakes, or are there more that you haven't seen? Recognizing these slip-ups is just half the battle. Remember to turn those mistakes into milestones. Next up, we'll dive into progressions that transform handstands into the version that you want, focusing on building strength, balance, and most importantly, confidence. The handstand is the goal. That means we need to find the steps to get there. We don't just start with handstand and hope we get the handstands. Think of gymnasts. When a new gymnast comes in and they need to learn the handstand, you don't just do handstand if you don't get it. It'd be the same thing with any other skills. Think of a backflip. When a gymnast comes in, you don't just do the backflip, you break it down and you learn each piece. So let's do something like that with handstands. Stuck at a handstand plateau? Fear not, because every master was once a beginner. The secret lies in progressions. To understand your body position for what you need to do with your core and your legs, practice doing a headstand. That's a handstand with both your hands and head touching the ground, doing a tripod position. To get the basic idea of body balancing, tuck your elbows into your hips and balance on your hands. It's a cool trick that you can learn easily, and a different move called the elbow lever. With the basics down, do handstands with your chest against the wall. Your hands should be a few inches off the wall, with only your nose and feet touching the wall. If your chest or hips are touching the wall, you're doing a banana handstand and need to use the right muscles to fix it. If you feel like you have a weak core, try 45 degree handstand holds with your feet on the wall covering your ears. Now that's tough. Make sure to not practice walking handstands first, as it will teach you the banana arc and catching up with gravity instead of controlling the handstand. Handstands are not just about physical prowess. They're a journey shared by athletes worldwide. So we mentioned gymnasts before, probably the perfect example of what a handstand can be. Hell, there's a lot of gymnasts that they do handstand competitions for fun, and holding a handstand, free handstand, from 1 minute to almost 5 minutes is extremely impressive. So let's look at some ways that they train and see if we can take that philosophy into our normal handstand training. Gymnasts make handstands look effortless. What's the secret? Micro training, proper position, and feedback. Many gymnastics positions and moves require a tight body, which is emulated by the handstand. That is why they practice the moves so much. A training session can involve dozens and dozens of handstands, but spread out throughout training. This micro training is less draining on the body and allows you to practice a lot. Play becomes training. They also don't just do the handstand, they do it right. Unlike the common mistake of starting with walking handstand, gymnasts focus on nailing the basics first through drills and progressions. Get it right the first time. Breaking bad habits is way harder than just learning good habits in the first place. Feedback is their compass. Coaches often provide physical cues to help gymnasts feel which muscles to engage, what to adjust, and what are they missing. And if you don't have a coach, no problem. Record yourself can be incredibly revealing, offering instant insights into your form. You know what a straight line is, and you know what a handstand should look like. That is your feedback. So if you really break it down, it does not take much to train the same way to get great results like gymnasts. Handstands are also more than just a skill. They're a versatile element of a broader fitness regime. You also probably don't have 4 hours a day dedicated to skill training, such as the handstand. So let's explore how we can weave the way that they train in this mindset into a more traditional workout setting for maximum impact. This is how I would do a regular workout routine that allows you to practice the handstand while at the same time catapulting your fitness. On days dedicated to cardio, sprinkle in some animal movement exercises, crawling variations. Not only prep your wrists for handstands, but also enhance your mind-body coordination, key ingredients for a solid handstand foundation. Are you working on core? Start with simple planks, but progress to 45-degree handstand holds against a wall, ensuring your ears are covered by your arms, a harder version of the plank closer to the handstand. For an extra challenge, add headstand leg raises to mix core and skill, boosting your balance and strength with less strain on your wrist. Arm strength is crucial, but don't forget your shoulders. Begin with push-up progressions, then ramp up to piked push-ups with gradually elevated feet. This mimics the handstand's demand on your arms and shoulders, building strength at the same time. Now that you've got the basics down and are weaving handstands into your workout routine, because I know you want to get the handstand. So to see what's going to be possible later on, and you are going to be doing this, I know it. I don't know when, but you will. Advanced handstand variations are on the horizon for you. So let's see what happens later on in your fitness career when you get the handstands and what else you can do. Think you've got the handstand nailed? It's just the beginning. The world of advanced handstand variations is where the real fun begins, and gravity seems like an afterthought. Imagine pushing the limits further with handstand push-ups as part of your regular workout, a testament to your strength and control. But why stop there? Embrace your inner acrobat by walking on your hands, spinning in place, and flowing from an L-sit straight into a handstand. These aren't just tricks, they're milestones in your bodyweight journey. The handstand also builds a foundation for other athletic feats. Whether it's executing a flawless cartwheel, launching into flips, or enhancing your parkour arsenal with powerful vaults, mastering the handstand opens up a new realm of possibilities. Let's remember that this handstand adventure is more about just mastering a simple skill. It's about embracing the journey, pushing your boundaries, and discovering what you're truly capable of, and also discovering what fitness can really be. Keep exploring, keep challenging yourself, and always aim and question what is even possible. And there you have it, our deep dive into the introduction to handstands, a skill that defies gravity and takes your fitness to a new level. We've traveled a little bit through time, explored the intricate mechanisms of a handstand, and even tackled some common pitfalls on the path to handstand mastery. Whether you're just kicking up for the first time or just ready to explore advanced variations, this journey is more about just physical strength, as I've said multiple times. It's about resilience, balance, and determination that comes with mastering your body. If you're looking for a free workout plan that'll get you ready for handstands, head over to awesomeninjafitness.com. Join us next time on Awesome Ninja Fitness for more insights into turning the ordinary into extraordinary. Until then, keep exploring, keep challenging yourself, and let's continue to redefine what's possible together. See you on the flip side. Stay awesome.